Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome into Fesco and Dusty on a Wednesday here on 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey, executive producer, Bob Fesco, executive radio host, me, somehow got in here. I almost didn't make it in today.
Oh, boy. Really? Rough night last night for you?
No, not really. I'm always honest. I'm always an honest person.
Sure. Gotta
be. Last night hit me in the heart.
Last night sucked big time.
Last night hit me in the chest.
Yep.
Because Reagan's was solid.
Really good.
I mean,
what more could he have done, right?
7 innings, stranded runners. And then
got out of a rocky first.
The realization on my face after the second time that one thing had happened, I realized Detroit basically said to the Royals, we ain't pitching to Bobby Witt Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll let anybody else beat you, even your Hall of Fame catcher, Salvador Perez, try to beat us. And it didn't happen because zero offense and zero attendance from the Crown Club.
Right.
According to the text line. One guy was extremely pissed at people in the Crown Club.
God, if you're coming to Vern's text line after a game mad at the Crown Club, you know it didn't go well last night, huh?
Right. But
why are you mad at the Crown Club, sir?
No, but look, I try to be, and I still am. This is still a playoff team. I understand they've lost two to Detroit, and last night was one of those games where it was a double-edged sword, right? Like, or not a double-edged sword, just a double blade. Detroit beat you and Minnesota won.
Yeah.
And both those teams are the only two teams that are really on your tail. I know there's people below Detroit, but let's be honest.
I don't think Seattle's taking care of business. They got waxed by the Yankees last night, 11-2. So I'm not too worried about them. Yeah. Boston pretty much has given up on the season. It's Detroit, Minnesota. That's it. Detroit, Minnesota, and Kansas City are the three teams competing for the final two playoff spots.
And now when you look at the standings, the Royals have a game and a half lead on Minnesota. And they have a three-game lead on Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do what everybody else does, at least now. You scoreboard watch and you future watch.
That's
right.
And
what I mean by future watch is you look at what the matchup is the next day on the mound. And for those of you that are all in the same boat on this ship that we consider that is the Royal Cruise Line continuing to cruise, it has not sank yet. It only sinks when your season is officially over.
Right.
And you look at today's matchup, and on paper, you tell yourself, okay, it's Alec Marsh and it's Skubal. And you go, oh, God, you've lost the first two where you had your aces on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if everybody looked at this series ahead of time, they said, yeah, Mize is okay, but Cole Reagans is one of the top three pitchers in baseball, maybe top five pitchers in baseball, at least this year with strikeout rate. Innings pitched, numbers-wise, I think now he's 11-9 still. He didn't get a decision last night at all.
I don't even think you need the numbers with Cole. He's just one of the best in baseball. You know when he's pitching, you got your best chance to win, right?
And then you look at the first game, which was like Lugo.
Yeah.
And the score line in that game was completely opposite. So that gives me a little bit of optimistic point of view that that means the Royals win today 10-0.
Yeah, no, that's the type of game that this is. You know, Cy Skubal on the mound. I think he's still leading the world and everything when it comes to the pitching side. He's the guy that you look at. You're scared today as you're waking up this morning going, oh, my God, we're going to get swept by the Tigers. But No, these are the type of games that the Royals find a way to win, right? Like, you have the Cy Young Award winner out there. You have one of the best pitchers in baseball out there, and you find a way to beat him. And it's a desperate time now for the Royals. I mean, this is a vital game today, and I know we'll talk to Q coming up at 9. He won't say it's a must-win game or anything like that, but we've got ourselves 10 games to go in this season. The Royals have a magic number of 8. At the end of the broadcast last night, Ryan said on Sunday, going into the game against the Pirates, the Royals had a magic number of 8. It's still 8. I mean, they've lost 3 in a row right now. And I have a friend of mine that works in baseball who's been saying for weeks, he goes, I don't know if the Royals, there's no guarantees they're making it into the playoffs. And I'm like, oh, they're going to make it into the playoffs. No big deal. And then you see these last 3 games. I mean, this is what a pennant race feels like. This is not the ebbs and flows of May or June or anything like that. This is reality now. And the Royals have to find a way to string together a couple of wins so they do ensure themselves a spot in the playoffs and ensure themselves the ability to take all of this pressure off of everybody, because after today's game, they have an off day on Thursday. Then they open a 3-game series with the San Francisco Giants, who just beat Baltimore last night by a score of 10-1. And so the Giants come here, and Detroit then goes to Baltimore, which is a major series when it comes to the playoff race, right? You've got Detroit and Baltimore for a 3-game weekend series, and then the Royals finish it out with Washington and Atlanta, both on the road. Washington's a young ball club. They're playing pretty good for a young ball club right now, and then Atlanta's right in the middle of a pennant race as well. So you got to find a way to take care of business, you know, over these next 4 games that are going to be at home. You got to find a way to clean up, because don't look now, Detroit finishes the season at home against Tampa, and then at home against the Chicago White Sox. And at that point in time, do you really think the Chicago White Sox have anything to play for? They need to find 5 more wins, so they're not the worst team in the history of baseball. But it's not about everybody else right now. It is about the Royals. And I think you brought up a good point about Bobby Witt Jr. and the 3 walks that he had last night. Detroit is playing smart baseball. They're not going to let Bobby Witt Jr. beat you. Until you can prove that somebody else in that lineup can consistently beat you, Bobby Witt Jr. is not going to have an opportunity to beat you. They're going to take the bat out of his hand. And quite honestly, Dusty, I'm surprised it's taken this long into a season before teams started to do that. And let's say the Royals do finish this thing off and make the playoffs, which I believe that they will do. I think, and I hate saying this because we use it a lot during football, but I think Detroit is laying out the blueprint for everybody right now on how to take care of the Royals. Find a way to just be consistent against their starting pitching. Don't fall behind against their starting pitching. Don't let Bobby Witt have an opportunity to pretty much swing the bat, throw every pitch all over the strike zone, and intentionally walk the guy. Make somebody else in that lineup beat you, and then capitalize in innings 7, 8, 9 when the bullpen comes in. Because even last night, our guy, Dust, like Urseg, he wasn't any good last night. He was good in the 9th, but then the 10th inning happened, and then, you know, all the wheels fell off the wagon. So I think we're seeing the postseason format to beat the Royals when they do make it into the playoffs, and that is, don't let Bobby Witt beat you. Make somebody else beat you. And that 5-9 in the lineup, maybe 6-9 in the lineup right now, really isn't getting a whole heck of a lot done for you. And you've got to find some other guys that are going to produce in the lineup. Because if you're relying on Bobby Witt to be the guy now from an offensive standpoint for the rest of this season and into the postseason, I think we're doing it wrong, because I don't think teams are going to allow Bobby Witt to have the opportunity to go out there and beat you. They'd rather put Bobby Witt Jr. on base than put him in at the plate with the bat in his hand. It's almost like the Barry Bonds treatment of years ago.
I mean, when you're the best player in the league, you're not going to get hardly anything to hit.
Right.
And I mean, that's why I think you've seen an uptick in stolen bases. I don't necessarily think that Bobby's like, oh, I want to be a 30-30 guy, which, by the way, first ever.
Congratulations. Yeah. How awesome was that last night? Like, I mean, the night was starting out pretty good, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, MVP caliber season. I think he is the MVP of the league just because of what he means to his team and the actual acronym that is MVP, most valuable player. I mean, Soto also has 40 home runs, yeah, by the way, right, in that lineup in New York.
Yep.
And you look at what Bobby's done since Vinny's gone down.
He's Soto also has 200 now for his career, which, how did that happen? That was fast.
I mean, he's been in the league since he was 20 years old and hadn't slowed down since he got the call up.
And he has never been a free agent until after this season.
And he won't be. He'll get locked. Well, I guess he will be.
He will be.
Yeah, he's going to get locked up somehow. But again, like, you look at last night, and that's the thing. It's like, I love to be the optimistic one, but I've also got to, like, you know, be
check
real.
Reality. Yeah.
Right. And, you know, I watched, you know, like we always do. I sat in the living room, had a little bourbon on an ice, watched the game, and told myself, I hope they win this one, because it set up the way that they should have. And extra innings, the guy on second, I just always assume that guy's scoring.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I do too. I feel that way. And I like that. Yeah, I think that's fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, this guy's going to score because all it takes is a base hit or a sac fly to get him to third, a sac fly or a bunt to get him in.
Right.
And it's like, okay.
And it's
here
over.
We go.
Like you move the runner over. Like right. That's where I would be. You know, like you don't try to play for the big inning and extra innings. You just try to play for a run and score that first run, right?
And that was what was unfortunate because that was the first at bat and only at bat that Bobby Witt Jr. really got a chance to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, grounds out to short and the guy's unable to move over.
Right.
And after that, I told myself, well,
it's probably not going to happen.
Now
today.
Sal's definitely not getting anything to hit, but he's going to swing at whatever he gets because he's going to try to make the game tied. And, you know, they ended up getting two runs in that top of the 10th inning off of Irsig. And then it was, you know, and even that inning start, you know, guy on second. Then it was, you know, line drive to third or whatever, you know, how it went. But
yep.
That one stung. That was a...
Well, that bloop shot in the 10th inning, the drop
brutal,
in. Like, when you have things like that happen, you just got to kind of chalk it up to the competition. Be like, all right, fine. And then that Matthews kid out in center field making that play.
Yeah,
what
that
was
play
it,
was
the sixth inning or whatever it was. It looked like the roof was going to come off Kauffman Stadium, and he makes that play, and you're like, oh, my God. And then he gets the big hit in extra innings to win that thing, basically, for Detroit. That was his game. That was kind of his coming out party last night. So there were some great plays that were made last night by the Tigers, but the Royals offense has got to start coming alive. Like, this was the best team in baseball, Dusty, with runners in scoring position, right? And from an offensive standpoint, they were leading baseball. They were hitting over 300 with runners in scoring position. I don't know that they've gotten a hit with runners in scoring position since last week, it feels like.
I mean,
even last week, they were struggling a little bit, right?
I mean, Bobby hit a grand slam on Monday night.
But that's been it.
And I mean, they had six runs because I think Melendez got on third. They knocked him. So, I mean, they had six runs on Monday night. They had one last night. And the difference is Bobby Witt Jr., bases loaded, you don't have anywhere to pitch to him, grand slam.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Bobby Witt Jr. coming up with nobody on front of him because Tommy Pham right now is in a slump.
Right.
And Tommy Pham, that's why when we were talking about this game, we were talking about this team earlier a week ago, they were rolling because Tommy Pham was rolling.
Right. He was rolling.
And
yeah.
He is an underlining subject because you have to have somebody get on base in front of Bobby.
Absolutely.
And I do see people on the text line. They're like, well, doesn't it make sense that Bobby Witt Jr. hit third? No, if it made any sense, you'd have Bobby Witt Jr. lead off.
Lead off, yeah.
And I'm not saying that that's what I need to see him do because I think Tommy fans had not had enough time to really kind of tell you, like, no. But we've said all season, when they miss Vinny, the opposite effect to keep this thing rolling is to have somebody on base for Bobby Witt Jr. You have to put somebody on first base because putting two on with nobody out is much more dangerous than putting Bobby Witt Jr. on with one out.
With one out,
and
yeah.
Saying, all right, Salvador Perez, do what you think you can do.
Maybe we can do ghost runners in every inning now and just put somebody on second base to start every inning.
And Sal's a .275 hitter this year. He's done fine. 20-plus home runs, 100-plus RBIs. The thing is that last night the reason that it stunk and it hurt and it sucked is because both of your big starter starts got wasted. Last night, Bobby Witt Jr. was not going to get pitched to. Like, the crowd's clapping that he's getting on bases or walking him, but you're not seeing the real story.
A win right now for the opposition.
Right, and I will literally ask Cotrero when he joins us today at 9 o'clock, I'll ask him, like, are you starting to get the sense that people are just like, we're not pitching to Bobby Witt, we're going to let everybody else in your lineup beat you?
Yeah, and that's where these guys have to look inside themselves and say, all right, they're not letting Bobby beat us. Who's going to be the guy in this locker room that's going to step up and come through with the big hit when we need it? Who's going to be the guy that rises to the level of where we are right now? And that's 10 games to go and a magic number of 8. Like, they've got the opportunity to still do this thing, no question about it. But some people are going to have to start performing. Some people are going to have to start stepping up, and really who it has to be, it has to be the bullpen. We can't continue to waste starts like this, because if you waste starts like this in the postseason, then by October 4th, we're home and we're focused on what's going to happen in the offseason for the Royals. And I don't want to do that, right? I want to see this team make a nice little postseason run, but they've got to find a way to get consistency out of the bullpen and consistency out of the lineup from guys not named Bobby Witt. And right now, that's just not happening. And you got Scooble going tonight. And as you mentioned, and I kind of feel the same way, I think they beat Scooble tonight, but we've seen stranger things happen. But if you lose three straight to Detroit, sit and have that off day. That off day comes at a really bad time tomorrow, right? Because everybody's going to be walking around thinking, oh my God, the world is caving in. You need that next day, and you need those San Francisco Giants to get in here and hopefully have an opportunity to beat them. They're out of the playoff race, but again, they won 10-1 last night over Baltimore. So maybe they're a team that's trying to play spoils. Who knows? But it's not about everybody else. It's about you right now, and it's about you making the right pitches and you getting the timely hits, and that just hasn't happened in this series against the Tigers, and now it's getting a little dicey, my friend.
You listen to Fesco and
I'd rather have this, though, than not talking about it at all, so I'm good.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Fair enough.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.